Hi, my name is Pak Tan Yong, and today I'm going to talk about, I'm saying military duty for both sexes. These days, many men insist that women should render military service too. Despite all the social costs that the draft system could save, the member of the society take the service they provide so granted that they almost pay nothing back to the people who render the service. Even the convention of giving additional points to the people who render service when they are to get a job, once considered as a social agreement, was abolished by the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family recently. However, if the draft system is a problem, so people really have to fix it, the solution would not be imposing the same duty to the opposite sex who are living with us, but it would be diminishing the problems that the problems might cause. Therefore, I do not agree with saying military duty for both sex, and I do not disagree with it either. Rather, the best solution would be the abolishing the draft system itself in the end. In other words, we should not impose military duty for both sex, but we should decrease the number of the people who are on the draft system, and we should recognize the physical strength, natural physical strength between the sexes. People should minimize the side effects that the draft system could cause, and they should not impose that absurdity to the other sexes. Suppose that a man is convicted for doing nothing, and he insists that his wife also should be convicted, only because the reason that he is convicted. I know this does not sound so logical, but I think you guys know why I'm telling these silly stories. The same thing applies to the draft system in here. In the same way, men insist that women should render military service too. But if nobody wants to go to the army and service the public, it would be better for us to decrease the people under the draft system. And however, this does not mean that women are not allowed to be engaged in natural defense in many ways. For example, in Taiwan, women who are in their 20s, they should pay national defense tax. And the money gathered from them is used to enhance the welfare of male soldiers who are serving instead of them. So, getting some money from them and enhancing the quality of life of soldiers is a better way to accommodate the soldiers' quality of life as a traditional method. It is physical gap which makes difficult for women to serve in the military. Some women students in here might disagree with this, but it is widely believed that men are physically stronger than women, and people really have to recognize it. Even though the military are modernized than ever before, that basic physical gap still exists. For example, in the United States Army, women are not allowed to be assigned as combatants such as infantry or artillery. So we can assume that being modernized does not guarantee the free involvement in military for women. Why do you think men are angry about serving in the military? Because there is no social compensation for them. They served in the military for 2 years with almost no money. Right? So if you ask me how much I was paid, the maximum pay I got was 40,000 won. Some of male students in here might think they're getting now I'm getting more than they used to get, but let me give you one thing. How much the daily construction worker paid, daily paid construction worker, how much they paid in a day? In average, about 55,000 won in a day. And soldiers are paid 40,000 won in a month. So it is quite certain that not only men, but also women, does not want to serve in the army. They don't want to go to the military. And if that's the truth, then the fact how it goes in around here, we should abolish the drafting system itself. And this could be an ideal and to the point and reasonable solution to the problem. This concludes my speech. Thank you. Do you have any questions?